విజన వల్లభాగిరి వరధారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభాగిరి వరధారి యశోదానందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభాగిరి వరధారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభాగిరి వరధారి యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభాగిరి వరధారి రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభాగిరి వరధారి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీముత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతు నైష్టికీం కృష్ణాయ సుదేవాయ ఏవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ వృందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం Canto 4, Chapter Number 18, Verse Number 12 to 28. Iti priyam hitam vakyam bhuva adhyaya bhupate vatsam kratva manupavan adhatha sakalaushadihi. After hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Swayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. Canto 4, Chapter 18, Verse Number 13. Tata parecha sarvatra saram adadate buddhaha తతోన్యేచాయత కామం దుదుః పృథుభావితాం తదా పరేచ సర్వత్ర సారం ఆదాదతే బుధాః తతోన్యేచాయత కామం दुदुः पृथुभाविताम् तथा परे च सर्वत्र सारं आदादते बुधाः ततोऽन्ये चायता कामम् दुदुः पृथुभाविताम् तथा परे च सर्वत्र सारं आदधते बुधाः ततन्ये चायता कामम् दुदुः पृथुभाविताम् तथा सो अपरे अदर्स् च आल्सो सर्वत्र एव्रीवेर् सारं दि एसेन्स् आदादते टु टुक् बुधः दि इण्टेलिजेण्ट् क्लास् आफ् मेन् तत देर् आफ्टर् अन्ये अदर्स् च आल्सो यथा कामम् एज् मच् एस् दे डिज़ायर्ड् दुदुः मिल्क्ड् पृथुभावितां दि प्लानेट् अर्थ् कण्ट्रोल्ड् बै पृथु महाराज Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, others who were as intelligent as Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The planet Earth is also called Vasundhara. The word Vasu means wealth and Dhara means one who holds. All creatures within the Earth fulfill the necessities required for human beings. And all living entities can be taken, human beings and all living entities can be taken out from the Earth by proper means. As suggested by planet Earth, and accepted and initiated by King Prithu, whatever is taken from earth, either from the mines, from surface of the globe, or from the atmosphere, should always be considered the property of Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be used for Yajna, Lord Vishnu. As soon as the process of Yajna is stopped, the earth will withhold all productions. Vegetables, trees, plants, fruits, flowers, other agriculture products and minerals. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the process of Yajna was instituted from the beginning of creation. By the regular performance of Yajna, the equal distribution of wealth and the restriction of sense gratification, the entire world will be made peaceful and prosperous. As already mentioned, in this age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirtana Yajna, holding the festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should be introduced in every town and village. Intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtana Yajna by their personal behavior. This means that they should follow the process of austerity by restricting themselves from illicit sex life, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. If the intelligent men or the brahmanas of the society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of this present world, which is in such chaotic condition, would change and people would be happy and prosperous. Srila Prabhupada ki. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुं निलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषाबानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं हरे कृष्णा टुडेज क्लास इज ऑल अबाउट cows, calf and milking. Actually, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu should be giving this class, but because he has instructed me, even though not qualified, even though all of you are very senior in age, very advanced in devotion and very deep in realization, still I am sitting here by the instruction of Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu. So I seek prayers of all the devotees that I can speak something tangible from the Vani of Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. So today's verses which we are going to see is from verse number 12 to 28, which is about milking Mother Earth by making different personalities into calves. So why this is being done today, to understand we have to go to the verse number 9 and 10. So once I'll read the translation. O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grains, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, in the fourth line, if you see, writing a very beautiful point. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate to the calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. So this is a very beautiful example. Here, the cow is compared to Mother Earth, and the calf are the devotees who are practicing Krishna Bhakti. So with the affection towards the children, because Mother Earth is Bhumi Devi, she is an energy and a consort of Lord. So Vishnu is Pita, Bhumi Devi is Mata, and the children who perform Vishnu Bhakti are like children for Mother Cow. And feeling affection for them, Mother Earth gives milk. That is different kind of necessities which Mother Earth is providing. So it is not that Mother Earth only feels compassion and love towards the devotees, but she feels compassion towards everybody. But she is more pleased and affectionate towards devotees because they are doing Krishna Bhakti. Other children are also like naughty children. Some children hear mother's words, some children do not hear mother's words. But she is equally affectionate, but more pleased with them. So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the planet Earth is called Vasundhara. The word Vasu means wealth and Dhara means one who holds it. So, when Mother और गो माता गिव्स मिल्क, इट इज फॉर टू पीपल, वन इज फॉर इट्स काफ, थ्रू काफ द अदर पीपल ऑल्सो गेट मिल्क ऑफ द काउ. सो मदर अर्थ इज गिविंग द नेसेसिटीज बिकॉज शी इज फीलिंग अफेक्शनेट टुवर्ड्स द डिवोटीज, बिकॉज डिवोटीज आर प्रेजेंट इन दिस वर्ल्ड एवरीबडी इज टेकिंग, बट शी इज इन जनरल कंपैशनेट टू एवरीबडी. वसुंधरा, द वर्ड वसुंधरा इज मेंशनड हियर. सीता मदर सीता इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड वसुंधरा. इन श्रीमद रामायण अ ब्यूटिफुल कांड कॉल्ड सुंदर कांड. सुंदरीम सुंदरीम रामो, सुंदरीम सुंदरीम लंका, सुंदरीम सुंदरीम कथा, सुंदरीम सुंदरीम सीता, सुंदरीम सुंदरीम कपि. सो एवरीथिंग अबाउट सुंदर कांड इज वेरी सुंदर, सो दैट्स वे इट इज सुंदर कांड. इफ यू सी एवरी कांड इन रामायण गोज अकॉर्डिंग टू इट्स स्टोरी लाइन. अयोध्या कांड, युद्ध कांड, देन किष्किंधा कांड, अरण्य कांड. बट दिस कांड वेर Hanuman ji is going and meeting Mother Sita, it is mentioned as Sundara Kanda, because everything about that Kanda is very beautiful. So in that, when Hanuman comes to Lanka and sees Mother Sita under Ashoka Vatika, and he says this cruel Rakshasis, Rakshasa Patnis, they were torturing Mother Sita. They were saying, Sita's eyes are so beautiful, I want Sita's eyes. One Rakshasi was saying, Sita's hands are so soft, I'll eat Sita's hands. So one Rakshasi was saying, Mother Sita from outside she is looking so beautiful and tender and soft, what about her heart? When Ravana will kill Sita, I will eat Sita's heart. So these kind of cruel words everybody is talking, and Hanuman gets very angry, and Hanuman tells Mother Sita, just give me one chance, I'll finish off all these people. So then Mother Sita tells a beautiful story and pacifies Hanuman. How many of you heard this story from Srimad Ramayana, where Mother Sita is telling a story of a tiger, a man, and a wild boar? Yeah. So Hanuman says, I'll kill all these monkeys. Sutyamaya says, she teaches a lesson of compassion to Hanuma through a story. Once a man was running because a tiger was chasing him. And he was running, running, running. He got exhausted. He knows that he cannot run more. And then he saw a big tree. And then he started climbing the tree. And almost he reached at the top, and there were only two branches left, and he looked above and there was a wild boar sitting. Then now he's in such a tension condition that down, if he goes, tiger will eat him, up is wild boar. So he was trembling with fear. So the wild boar said, don't worry, you are my guest because you have come to my home. So you would be peaceful, you sit here, you eat the fruits of this tree and you sleep. I will protect you because you are my guest. So the man nicely eats all the fruits from the tree and he sleeps on the lap of this wild boar. So the tiger starts negotiating with the wild boar. He says, see this fellow, you cannot trust a human being. You throw him down. I will eat him and I will leave you. So wild boar says, no, I will not do it because he is my atithi. So the man nicely sleeps, gets up, and the bear says, now you have slept, I have protected you, now I will sleep and you protect me. So the man says yes, and the boar sleeps on the lap of this man. And now the tiger starts negotiating with the man. He says, now the boar is sleeping, after its sleep gets over it will feel hungry, so it will eat you up. What you do, you throw this wild boar down, I will eat wild boar and leave you. So the man agrees and throws the wild boar down. And while falling down, the wild boar catches onto a branch and starts climbing up again. Now you see what will be going on in the person's heart. You are saying, my God, what did I do? Now this is coming up. This is definitely going to kill me. The wild boar climbed up and it said, don't worry. Still, I will not throw you. Because still I value, because you are my guest. And Sita Mai, through this story, tells Hanuma, you are also from this family of this wild boar. So don't become angry on this Rakshasis. So mother has so much compassion to everybody. Mother Sita had compassion to the Rakshasis. Mother Sita had compassion to Ravana. Mother Sita has compassion to everybody. But she was extremely pleased with Hanuma because he was doing Lord Ramachandra's seva. Sakshat kshama karunaya kamala vinanyam. Sita Mai is described as Sakshat kshama karunaya. Compassion and mercy is what Mother Sita, Radharani, Lakshmiji is made of. So, being so compassionate, Mother Earth is releasing all these necessities for all human beings. So that's why we seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Shri Radhika Kripa Kataksha Stava Rajastotra, where devotees are praying that just a mere glance of your mercy, I'll be liberated or I'll get the prema of Krishna. Ananta Koti Vishnu Loka Pada Padma Architehi Madrija Puloma Javirinchi Javara Prade Apara Riddhi Siddhi Buddhi Dikpadangulina Ke Kadakarishyasi Mama Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So we have to pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. She's so merciful, and if we serve Lord nicely, she becomes even more pleased with us. So when she is pleased and she is seeing devotees are dancing, devotees are attending Srimad Bhagavatam class, devotees are doing Sankirtan, devotees are doing Japa, then she releases all the things necessary for the entire world. So here, from this purport we see Vasundhara. Vasu is the, she contains all the opulences in herself and she distributes. In childhood, we were taught how respectful we have to be towards Mother Earth. First thing, as soon as we get up, we were told in childhood is you touch Mother Earth, put on your head and pay obeisances, and we are taught this. So, Samudra Vasane Devi Parvate Stana Mandite Padasparsham Kshamasva Vishnu Patnim Vasundhara. That you are such compassionate mother, but we are using you for many, many things. Building the building, we have to dig into Mother Earth. And every day we walk, we pass urine and stool. So, Pada Sparsam Kshamasva. Every day we are walking on you, please forgive us. If one of my Bangladeshi devotee friends, he was telling that few devotees in Bangladesh, whenever they pass urine and stool, they have a specific prayer for Mother Earth, where they say, please forgive me because I have contaminated you. And in Bangladesh, some devotees, they wear gamcha in such a way that none of the lower parts of the body is visible to Mother Earth. So this kind of sensitivity and gratitude and thankfulness we should have towards anything which we are receiving in the nature. Once, after a Bhagavatam class, we were just walking out and His Holiness Bhakti Purushottama Maharaj gave the Bhagavatam class and just walked out of the temple hall and he paid obeisances. And devotees were saying, whom did he pay obeisances to? And then one devotee went and asked him, Maharaj, whom are you paying obeisances to? Maharaj said, see, Surya Narayana. The pratyaksha form of Lord's energy is there, who is taking care of all of us. So Maharaj, as soon as he sun rays entered the temple hall, he immediately paid obeisances to the sun. So here we will read in the purport. As suggested by planet Earth and accepted and initiated by King Prithu. So what had happened, Earth had it kept with itself all the necessities which were important, which were required for all the living beings. So King Prithu became angry on Mother Earth. So we study that Bhudevi is very dear to Lord. Alvar say, in one incarnation you are lifting the earth, in one incarnation you are measuring the earth, in one incarnation you are walking on the earth, in one incarnation you are eating the earth. So in this incarnation as Prithu, he is chastising the earth, he is becoming angry on the earth. So sometimes devotees feel only when we are encouraged, when we are pampered, when we are patted upon and when we are glorified, that this is love. But it is not actually like that. Chastisement and becoming, when a senior is angry upon us, that is also love, that is also mercy. So here, I'll read from a lecture of Srila Guru Maharaj, which is called Spiritual Chastisement. A very beautiful lecture. I'd like to read some points from the notes. This is by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Maharaj says, whoever we are, it is a blessing that somebody chastises us and corrects us for our spiritual upliftment. And then Maharaj says, to cleanse all manipulative natures is very important. Krishna consciousness means to be a humble servant of our Guru. To be grateful when we are chastised is a blessing that someone is there to correct us. Like Advaita Acharya was hankering to get chastised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Maharaj says, the relationship is understood only when we are chastised. So some people, they may not chastise us because they have nothing to do and take with us. Sometimes my mother would say in the childhood, when she would be very angry, so she would say, the other person from the side house will tell you that this is wrong? No, because I am your mother, I am telling you. So love is expressed in the form of chastisement. Then Maharaj says, when a pure devotee or guru gets angry, there is a reason. Guru is the representative of our worshipable Lord. To be grateful when a Vaishnava corrects us is a great honor. That great connection is showed when somebody chastises us. And then the last point, it is like thunderbolt when somebody chastises us. But just tolerate, you will become a sadhu soon, Maharaj is saying. And then, how we will become a sadhu? If we just keep accepting the chastisements. So this is from a lecture called Spiritual Chastisements. So here, Prithu Maharaj is chastising Mother Earth. And then Mother Earth is glorifying, praising Prithu Maharaj. Oh, you are the Supreme Lord. You have saved me from the ocean. You have lifted me. So she's glorifying, praising. Actually, when somebody praises us for getting material things, when this bhulokik or material praise is how, I'll tell you by a small story. One person was Takla, bald-headed. So he was in his field measuring the dhanya which he has got through cultivation. And then there was one person who was seeing from far, why this fellow has a lot of grains, let me go and ask him. But he does not have any money. So then he thought, how should I trap him and ask him? So he went to this person and he said, oh Keshava, can you please give me some grains? So this person was in ecstasy. Oh, somebody is calling me Keshava, beautiful hair I have. Actually he is Takla. But he is thinking, oh, he is calling me Keshava. So he gave 3 bags of rice to him. And then he nicely took these 3, such a fool this fellow is. And he started going. And one more person, how did you get so many grains? Are that Takla gave. So this fellow went and told the owner of the village, the crop. Said, he is calling you Takla and he is taking you grains. He got so angry and he started running at him. And then he saw this fellow is running and he will snatch these grains. And he said, oh Keshava, while you are running, your hair is floating like the waves of the water. And immediately he stopped. And he bought 2 more bags and gave it to him. This is the material place. Now people try to praise us when we do not have so many qualities to get something. But with the Lord it is not like that. Lord is so great, how much ever we praise him, it is less. Uttama shloka vartaya. Yad brahma varunendra rudva marutas sayanti divyaistave. Brahma and Rudra and all of them are reciting such wonderful praises in the glorification of the Lord. Vedic literatures, they are praising. At the end, they have accepted that no, we cannot even glorify or describe the glory of one speck of dust from your lotus feet. So, that is the glory of the Lord. Prithvi renu anupayamsi kalika falgusva lingolagus tejo vayu nighasam randram susukshmannabha rudra rudra hitamaha prabhutaya kitas samasta asura sayatra satarako vijayate sripada dhulikanaha. Kulashekar Alvar in his Mukundamala says that a speck of dust from your lotus feet, Rudra Kshudra Pitamaha Prabhutaya Kita Samastasura. Before it, everybody, including Shiva and Brahma, are like small insects. So that is the glory of the Lord. So what Mother Earth is doing here is a glorification which is not exaggerated, but it is very, very less than what is Lord's glory. So speaking about the chastisement, devotees yesterday were telling me that you should speak some pastimes of Ramanujacharya. So I would like to tell one pastime of Ramanujacharya, where a devotee, his cook, his name is Kidambi Achan, had done a small mistake in the service of Vaishnavas. So they were all serving prasadam, and Kidambi had difficulty in serving a Vaishnava and he could not serve him properly. And Ramanujacharya was sitting amongst thousands of Vaishnavas, he came running and he slapped Kidambi. Kidambi, he directly went into the kitchen and started crying. So all the followers, all the counselees of Kidambi Achan went to him. Oh, see, this is your guru. You have done so much service. You please him so nicely, but still he is chastising you. He is slapping you before everybody. And this fellow said, oh, foolish people, I am not crying because Ramacharya slapped me before everybody. I am crying because Ramanujacharya has so much faith on me that even if I correct him between so many hundreds and thousands of Vaishnavas, he will not mind. That much love my guru has. That's why I am crying. So this is the disciple, this is the relationship between guru and disciple. Once Mahapurna chastised one of his disciples. He said, get lost from my house. So he went out. Mahapurna gave a satsang for many hours and he came out. And this disciple was standing at the door like this. And Mahapurna said, I told you to get out. Why are you still standing here? He said, Guru Maharaj, a dog in the house, how much ever the owner chastises or tells it to go away, the only shelter is come back at the feet of the owner. So even if you tell get out, my only place to get out is in your association. I am a dog. So whenever I go to Juhu, this very beautiful, how many of you seen Sridhar Maharaj's items in Juhu? There is on the first floor of guest house, there are all the items which Srila Sridhar Maharaj has used. In that there is one cap where it is written Srila Prabhupada's dog. So Sridhar Maharaj would always put on that hat. So it is such a great honor, it's such a great position to be a dog of our spiritual master and Vaishnavas. So then Srila Prabhupada here is saying, whatever is taken from earth, either from mines or surface of the globe or from atmosphere, should always be considered the property of Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be used for Yajna, Lord Vishnu. The process of Yajna is stopped, the earth will withhold all production, vegetables, teas, plants, fruits, flowers and agriculture products and minerals, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. We read this, and Srila Prabhupada is saying, by regular performance of Yajna, the equal distribution of wealth and distinction. So this was the plan offered by Mother Earth, that you bring a calf and you milk whatever you want to take. And whatever we take from Mother Earth should be used for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Satisfaction of Vishnu means it can be either spiritual sacrifices, the actual yajna, or Srila Prabhupada says directly by serving or serving Lord's devotees in one of the purports. What we are doing is also yajna. Yajnanam japa yajnosmi sankirtana yajna. So in performance of the yajna or the spiritual sacrificial performances, there are many, many things, many, many things which have to be taken into consideration. Like we just had one yajna in Hyderabad. It's called Sahasra Kundatmika Lakshmi Narayana Mahayajna, where there are 1,035 kundas. So for that yajna of 12 days, it costed 100 crore rupees. What are things which are required for performing the yajna which will give benefit to the entire world? First thing is the mantra swara, the way we pronounce the mantras. And second thing is ghee. Maharaj in Hyderabad had spent around 90 crores just on ghee. They needed 150,000 cases of hand-churned A2 Gir cow ghee. So the ghee has to be pure. The rutvija, the person who performs the yajna, has to be extremely pure. And the mantras have to be extremely clear. And the mandapa and the surroundings have to be perfectly made according to the agama. Like sometimes devotees sing and they do something called alap. If you have heard, so you cannot do that in yajna mantras. You know what will happen? We know from Bhagavatam what happened when even one small swara went wrong in the yajna. And ghee is required. Perfect hand churned pure ghee is only used. We cannot put, or in the yajna generally we use something called Havishanna. Havishanna in Bhagavatam it is mentioned. Hemante pratame mase nandagopa kumarikaha avishyam bunjete katyayani archana vratam. There the gopis performed hemante pratame mase, that in the margasirsha masa they performed katyayani vrata by eating havishanna. Havishanna is rice and moong dal cooked together. This is used for yajna. So we cannot say today we have made pizza, so let us yajna, let us offer yajna bhagavan some pizzas with olive oil and olives. No, that is not allowed. Only Havisanna and Payasa and pure ghee should be used for yajna. And the Rutvij has to be extremely, extremely pure and dedicated. There were 5,000 Rutvigs in Hyderabad when they were performing yajna, and all their stay and new clothes every day, and they have to do upavasa and everything. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that here yajna has to be done. Why yajna has to be done? If you see, everything in this world is locked. Water in the ocean, so much water is there, but it is locked by salt. But when somebody does yajna, yajnyat bhavati parjanyo parjanyat anna sambhava, the lock is open and the sweet water comes to the rain, and then aushadhi grow, and then we get our food. So that's why we have to perform yajna. And then Srila Prabhupada here is telling that, as already mentioned, in this age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirta Yajna, holding the festivals as initiated by International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Kruteyat Dhyayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajato Makai Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalotat Harikirtanam. So, Yajna is a very complicated process. And the prescribed process in Kali Yuga is Sankirtana Yajna. Kalodosha Niderajan Astiyekon Mahan Gunan Kirtanateva Krishnasya Muktasanga Paramrajet. So this Sankirtana Yajna, Srila Prabhupada is saying, just by doing Sankirtana Yajna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtaneka Pitaro, he has started this Sankirtana movement because Karunavataro, he is very merciful to what? To propagate this movement of Yuga Dharma, that is Harinama Sankirtana. So we are very fortunate, and we should have full faith and conviction that what Sankirtana we are doing by chanting Hare Krishna, by doing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is exactly as same as the Yajna which the Vaidic Brahmanas are performing, and even more beneficial. And there is a disadvantage with the Yajna, is that when you don't do it properly, there are ill effects of Yajna. Like when Srila Prabhupada went first time to Hyderabad, Swami had performed a yajna, but he could not do it properly, because of which there was 7 years of famine in Andhra and Telangana region. And devotees conveyed this to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada did a Harinam Sankirtan where the Utsava deities of Radha Madhav were also present. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Paramahamsa Swami Maharaj and Yadunandan Maharaj, all of them were there. And when they did this Sankirtana Yajna, immediately the same night it rained. So, this is the power of Sankirtana Yajna. Sanketyam parihasamsta soham helanamevava vaikuntanamagrahanam ase shakaharam viduhu. However way we take Lord's name, it is beneficial. But that is not the same case with Yajna. So, that's why we are so fortunate that we are in a movement where such an amazing performance of Sankirtana Yajna is gifted to us by Sriman Mahaprabhu. And one more amazing aspect of Sankirtana is, even the disturbances or aparadhas which happened in the Yajna can be removed by Sankirtana Yajna. Mantatas chantatas chidram sarvadesha kaladi vastunaha sarvam karoti nischidram anu sankirtanam tava. This we hear, that whatever mistakes happened in the Yajna, that can also be nullified just by doing Sankirtan of Lord. So it's like sometimes devotees go to the program, and if the menu is paneer sabji, puri, jeera rice and halwa, and we expect more people and the program, and jeera rice gets over, paneer sabji gets over, and puri gets over. So then they send alu matar sabji and plain rice, and devotees come and say, Prabhu, there was alu matar and plain rice, but somehow some devotee bought nice big gulab jamuns, and we gave gulab jamun. Everybody was satisfied. There were no complaints at all. It's like that. Whatever disturbances happen in the yajna, just by doing anu sankirtanam tava, everything is nullified. That is the power of sankirtana. So, again, so we have to, this Harinama Japa and Hare Krishna Sankirtan, very, very important. We see senior devotees, His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu, every day for, Prachanda Prabhu was telling, every day for 1 hour, he goes on Sankirtan with the devotees. And Radhesham Prabhu has made in his schedule that from every day, morning 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m., he is in Harinam Sankirtan on the streets. Prabhuji gets up half an hour before Mangalarti, he finishes 4 rounds, and then those 4 rounds time he goes for Harinam Sankirtan. And Gaurang Prabhu has also started Harinam Sankirtan here in Govardhan Eco Village. We have started in the kitchen. So we should take use of this Harinam Sankirtan. It's extremely powerful means, chanting of Krishna's holy names. And then Srila Prabhupada is saying, with festival, with Harinama Sankirtana, Sankirtana Yajna. So, Vaisheshika Prabhu very nicely says, what is Yajna is that disciples go and take something called the small pieces of wood. They give in the sacrifice of Guru. Guru performs the sacrifice and disciples go and give this small less blocks of wood. That is called Samidha. Samidhin Kritva. Then you have to give one Samidha. So, what we are doing by Srila Prabhupada's book distribution is also yajna, because from the same wood, paper is made. And Srimad Bhagavatam is printed on paper. So, this is like also carrying samidas. And then we are offering it for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. So, whoever is doing book distribution, that is also a Mahayajna. That is also called Sankirtana Yajna. So, and then Prabhupada is mentioning here about the festivals, on holding festivals as initiated by International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You know, there is a beautiful name of Lord. It's called Utsava Priya Govinda. Lord is very fond of festivals. Utsavam and Utsaham. There was one devotee in our voice, bass. He would never come for Mangalarti. He would never get up for chanting. The only way I could wake him up is when I tell him, Prabhu, today is festival, immediately he would get up. So I had to find so many ways of, Prabhu, today is Ekadashi, he'll get up. Today is Krishnashtami, he'll get up. Radhashtami, he'll get up. So I was also new to Krishna consciousness, but I would feel little bad in telling, Prabhu, today is disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then he would get up. So whenever we present it as a festival, people are naturally enthusiastic to participate. And that gives such a wonderful mood when devotees come together in Kirtan, when devotees come together in serving the Lord. And Lord is pleased and devotees are happy. So, he's saying that we have to hold festivals which International Society for Krishna Consciousness is arranging. Vrindavan is all about festivals. Vrindavan, the holy is celebrated for 40 days from Vasanta Panchami to Gaur Purnima. And there are different kinds of holis. Sometimes they play with colors. Sometimes they play with flowers. There is a holi called Laddu Holi. And everybody puts laddus on each other. And then there is a famous holi called Lat Mar Holi in Barsana. So all these festivals Lord has given so that all of us take advantage of it and serve Him nicely. In Sriranga Kshetra, out of 365 days, 316 days are festivals. Nityotsava, Pakshotsava, Masotsava, Sambatsarotsava, Adi Vividotsava. There are so many festivals conducted to Lord for His pleasure. So, here Shri Prabhupada is saying about the festival should be conducted, and then if the intelligent men or the brahmanas of society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of this present world, which is in such a chaotic condition, would change and people would be happy and prosperous. Now you see how much chaotic situation is in the countries of Ukraine and Russia. They are in a war. MS Subbalakshmi, if you know, she sang a beautiful song in the United Nations. It's called Maitrim Bhajataha Akhila Vijayatri. He says, let us all become friends. Yuddham Tyajata Spardham Tyajata. Give up war and give up competition. Why should we do that? Because Prudvi Janani Kamadukaste. Because all of our mother is Mother Earth, who is providing us all the necessities. And who is the father? Devo Janakaha Sakala Dayalu. Our father is Krishna, who is all merciful. So this is a beautiful song which she sang in the United Nations many years ago. And she says, Yuddham Tyajata Spardham Tyajata Prudvi Janani Kamadukaste Devo Janakaha Sakala Dayalu Shreyo Bhuyat Sakala Janana. That every person living in this earth may be in peace. So once we understand this principle, Srila Prabhupada says, universal brotherhood is not possible without universal fatherhood, he says. That when we accept Krishna, everybody accepts Krishna as the father, then there is no war everywhere, it is peace. So yeah, so then this is about the purport which Srila Prabhupada is giving to the 13th verse. Can somebody read the translation of 14th verse?
All great sages transformed Brihaspati into a calf, and making the senses into a pot, they milked all kinds of Vedic knowledge to purify words, mind and hearing.
Yeah, so here Brihaspati was turned into a calf, and making senses as a pot, and all the Vedic knowledge was extracted. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sodashakshara Namnam Kalikalmasha Nashanam Nadara Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drushyati. So, this is what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the 14th purport. And 15th translation?
All the demigods made Indra, the king of heaven, into a calf, and from the earth they milked the beverage Soma, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation and bodily and sensual strength.
Soma is drink of gods. If you know this temple called Panakala Narasimha, where now, in the age of Kali, Lord is drinking Panakam, which is jaggery water. In the Kruta Yuga, the Lord would be given Soma Rasa by all the demigods. In the Dwapar Yuga, Lord was given ghee. And in Dwapar Yuga, Lord was given milk. And in Kali Yuga, because we cannot afford any of this, we are being given, Lord is being given Panaka. And the speciality of the temple in Panakala Narasimha is, as Lord drinks to his satisfaction, then there is a sound which comes from the deity, and the pujari stops and gives the remaining as prasadam. So whatever we take, half Lord accepts and half he gives it to us. So that is the speciality in Panakala Narasimha in Mangalagiri. How many of you have been to Mangalagiri? Mangalagiri, okay. One of Guru Maharaj's yatra also Maharaj took to Mangalagiri. Yeah. So 16th verse.
The son of Diti and demons transformed Prahlad Maharaj, who was born in an Asura family, into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer, which they put into a pot made of iron.
Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj was made into a calf and they extracted liquor and beer. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj will not drink it. So how it is, like some devotees, one devotee I have seen, he says that, he told me that I am not going to eat sweet in Kartik. But he sat right in front of me. And he took one serving of gulab jamun. So I was just observing him, why is he taking? He just said that he is not going to eat. And then the second serving came, he took the second serving also. And after everything was left, the devotee who was serving announced there are more gulab jamuns, and he took two more. I was just wondering, why is he taking? And then his friend came and he took all the four gulab jamuns and put in his plate. So like that Prahlad Maharaj is also doing. He is extracting not for himself but to give others. So And 18th verse, 17th. 17th verse, translation. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Apsara Loka made Vishwavasu into calf, and they drew the milk into a lotus flower pot. The milk took the shape of sweet musical art and beauty. So, musical art and beauty. The king of musical art is Nataraja, Shiva, who is in the dancing posture. So, it seems that all the Apsaras and the Devatas and Kimpurushas and Gandharvas, they sing and dance very, very beautifully. Thousands and thousands of times more beautiful than them, Lord Shiva and Parvati dance. So once, there was a fight in Kailasa. They were thinking, who is the best dancer? Sometimes it happens in the home. Who is best? Sometimes it happens everywhere, but in home it happens more prominently. So, who is best? You or me? So they both had competition. So if there is some competition, you have to call a person who is expert, who is more expert than you. Right? If there is a painting competition, they will call Mahabhagavat Prabhu to judge the paintings. If somebody is dressing, then they will call Shivananda Shyam Prabhu to see whether they have dressed properly or not. So, a dancer who is more greater than both Shiva and Parvati has to judge their dancing. So they went and called Lord Vishnu for this judgment. Because Krishna is most beautiful of all the dances. Alvar say when Krishna was fighting with Chamur and Mushtika, it was not like he was fighting. He was catching and he was fighting. It was like dancing when Krishna was fighting with Chamur and Mushtika. And there is a nama in Krishna Ashtottara. Kaliya Fani Manikya Mandita Sri Padambujaye Namaha. Kaliya Fani Manikya Mandita. That the hoods of Kaliya has different kinds of Manikya. In childhood, when we would go to circus or exhibition, they would have one light. And they would have different color papers in before the light. And then they would roll it like this. And different colors would form on the person who is doing the drama. Have you seen such kind of presentations? You just have to roll and the papers turn and different lights fall. Because that time we did not have this kind of green light, blue light, yellow light and everything. So, it seems the sun rays were falling on this Manikyas. And they were making different colors. And they were all falling on the beautiful bluish complexion of Lord Krishna. And it was such a festival for everybody to see. And Annamacharya, a great devotee of Lord Vishnu from Andhra, he wrote many, many thousands and thousands of kirtanas on Lord Balaji. In that he says, Kalinguni talala paina kappina pushyaragamu. Pushyaraga is one of nine gems. So he compares Krishna to a pushyaraga on the head of Kaliya. Mukunda Mala Stotra also very beautifully tells that Lord is a Mani and Manikya. Bhaktapaya Bhujanga Garudamani Strailokya Rakshamani Gopi Lochana Chatakam Budamani Saundarya Mudramani Yakkantamani Rukmini Ganakucha Dwandvaika Bhushamani Shreyo Deva Shikamani Dishatuno Gopala Chuda Manihi. So all the acharyas, all the devotees of Lord have same bhav towards Krishna, that he was like a mani, a sapphire, a manikya on the heads of Kaliya. So he was called, and this happened in a place called Chidambaram. How many of you heard Chidambara Rahasya? Chidambaram is a place in Tamil Nadu, and Lord Shiva and Parvati, both of them invited Lord for this program, and they both were dancing, and it was happening because both of them are great dancers. Lord is Nataraja and Parvati is the Kala. So they were dancing. So Shiva thought, somehow I have to defeat her. And then he did a Nratya which is called the Vamana Mudra. You know what is Vamana Mudra? Lord Vamana, how does he stand? He raises his lotus feet exactly like this, to this height, in this perpendicular way. Shiva did that, but Parvati could not do it because she was in a Sri form. So she could not do that step and the competition ended. Sometimes you see people, then the flute person will also play according to that. Then he will also play according to that. So competition means whatever steps he does, he should also do. When Shiva did this, Parvati could not do, and Lord Vishnu announced that Shiva is the Nataraja. So that is how he got this name, Nataraja. And then Shiva showed so much gratitude that both of them settled at the lotus feet of Vishnu in that temple, in the place called Chidambaram. So there is a beautiful deity of Govinda Raja Swami and Lord Shiva and Parvati also in Chidambaram. But unfortunately, you hear the story of Kulottunga Chola. To please some of the Shaivites there, he removed the deity of Govinda Raja Swami from the Garbhagriha and threw him in the ocean. So that pastime which happened is from this place called Chidambaram. And the Utsava deities were taken to Ramanujacharya, and Ramanujacharya installed them in Tirupati. And now you see the Govinda Raja Swami Sannidhi, which Ramanuja himself established. So this is the history. So Krishna is the source, and Krishna is the most expert of all musical arts. Yeah. So then we will read 18th verse translation. Can somebody read 18th verse translation?
The fortunate inhabitants of Pitruloka who preside over the funeral ceremonies made Aryamma into a calf. With great faith they milked Kavya, food offered to the ancestors, into an unbaked earthen pot.
Yeah. So in that, Srila Prabhupada describes about different kinds of Pitrulokas and different Pitru personalities. And then he says that if somebody eats prasadam, he will never become a ghost, Srila Prabhupada writes. Actually, this is very, very important. To offer everything which we are accepting to the Lord. And second thing is, how we accept everything which is offered to the Lord. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, when the Annaprasa ceremony was going on, they were feeding kheer. And Narottam Das Thakur was doing like this. And then they were feeding from this side. They do it like this. Nowadays, when Annaprasa ceremony goes, the mother forcefully puts the spoon in the mouth. But the Narottam Das Thakur was not understanding, are this side? Because they want to do it from a sadhu or brahmachari, he will not accept it. So they hold the mouth and they put the spoon inside and make him eat. So how much ever they were trying, Narottam Das was not accepting. So one devotee there, so, are, is this kheer accepted, offered? So mother, oh, intention, I could not offer it. So then she went, she offered the kheer and bought, and immediately Srila Narottam Das Thakur accepted it. So just honoring whatever is accepted to Lord is very, very important for all the devotees. And second thing, how we honor everything which is offered to the Lord. We should have that consciousness, we should have that respect, devotion when we get prasadam. Haldar Maharaj in one of the lectures was saying that outsiders, when they come to the temple, they have so much bhav towards prasad. Even if it is khichdi, they come and sometimes, you know, people, please take this prasad. No. Why? Today I have eaten something which should not be eaten, so I will not take. So much bhav they come and accept, Maharaj says. But our devotees, what item is made today? That is how they address prasadam as. So we have to be very respectful towards prasadam. Sripa Ramanujacharya, once he was taking bath in the river Kaveri, and he was walking towards the temple of Sriranga Kshetra. And small kids were playing with the sand. And small kids, what they were doing, they made a small temple out of sand, and they made a small deity of Ranganath, and they made sand blocks, like we make Annakut, and they offered it to Ranganath. And it is a custom in South Indian Sri Vaishnava temples that whatever is offered to the Lord, the first prasadam is given to the sannyasi, the residing sannyasi. Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Vayavedanta Pravartakacharya Sri 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 Tirandi Ramanujacharya Swami Ghal. Then the GR Swami comes and he accepts prasad. So all these devotees, these small kids, they were exactly enacting how it happens in the temple. So they also called Ramanuja Swami Ghal, and immediately Ramanujacharya went there and he was holding his hands there. So these kids got bewildered. What should we do now? So they lifted a block of mud and put it in the hands of Ramanujacharya. And now devotees are wondering what is going to happen. And Ramanujacharya ate the entire mud which was in his hands. And devotees were wondering, "Are, why are you eating?" He said, "Lord's Mahaprasad, these kids have with so much faith and devotion have offered it, that Ranganath would have definitely honored it. If Ranganath would have honored it, I will also definitely honor it." So this kind of faith, this kind of devotion, this kind of respect should be there when we are honoring prasadam. Yeah, and then we will go to the 19th verse. Translation.
After this, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka as well as the inhabitants of Vidyadharaloka transformed the great sage Kapila into a calf, and making the whole sky into a pot, they milked out specific yogic mystic powers, beginning with anima. Indeed, the inhabitants of Vidyadharaloka acquired the art of flying in the sky.
Somebody may be yama niyamasana pranayama pratyahara dhana nadhyana samadhisthanga yoga anushthana nishtha. That's why some of the yogis have this title to them, and then they may get all kinds of siddhis: anima siddhi, vagima siddhi, ishitva siddhi, vashitva siddhi, prakamya siddhi, bhukti siddhi, iccha siddhi, prapti siddhi, sarvakama siddhi. So many siddhis, but there is no use of all these siddhis. A devotee will never aspire. Na yoga siddhir na punarbhavam cha vritrasura peda. I do not want anything, because this do not worth anything before the ananda, when the bliss which we experience in devotional service to Krishna, when we the bliss which we experience in the service of devotees of Krishna. So this is the essence of the 19th verse and 20th verse. Also the inhabitants of planets known as Kimpurusha Loka made the demon Maya into a calf, and they milked out mystic powers by which one can disappear immediately from others' vision and appear again in a different form. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna had shown many such powers of Kimpurusha Loka when he was in Vrindavan. But the Vrindavan Vasis never had this bhav that Krishna is a great mystic or is Bhavan. They were extremely, whatever Krishna would show, for them, Krishna was friend, Krishna was lover, Krishna was child. So, one time, in Srirangakshetra, in ashram of Ramanujacharya, there was a program going on which is called Ariyara Seva. If you know what is Ariyara Seva, the devotees, they enact the pasurams written by alvars in a dancing form. So alvar is saying something, then this devotee will show it by abhinayas, mudra, like Kuchipudi and Bharatanatyam. So this is called Ariyar Seva, and this was the kalakshepa, this was the entertainment for all the devotees to see Lord's pastimes get enacted. So there is one pasuram of one of the alvars where they are mentioning how Krishna is playing with his gopa friends, and Krishna is making his gopa friends get frightened. So in childhood, some of us this eyelids are reversed like this. Have you seen? Sometimes it is called appuchi in Tamil, Prabhu. So you reverse this eyelids and you become very scary. And sometimes mother will say, "Hey," one of my maids in the house, she would say, put it like this, and she would call me, "Hey, khana khayega ya nahi, isko paas bhej dunga." So immediately everybody would get scared. So this was the pastime where all the cowherd boys were making their eyelids like that and scaring each other. And Krishna is also scaring the other boys. So this person who is enacting it, when it came to Krishna's turn, he also did like this. Means Krishna is also doing his eyelids up and he is scaring the other gopa friends. And Ramanujacharya was not pleased. And the sampradaya, every verse is enacted twice. So first time it happened, and second time it is going to happen. And the second time when he was enacting, first time he did like this. But the second time when he was enacting, he did like this. And Ramanujacharya was very happy, and he looked back. Is Govinda here? And Govinda had come at that time. So Govinda from behind was showing, not like this, do it like this. So what does it mean? When Krishna wants to scare his gopa friends, he would take two other hands and show Shankan Chakra, all the cowherd boys would get scared. So many people in this world are aspiring to see the form of Lord Vishnu in 400, but Vrindavan Vasis, if they see 400 form of Vishnu, they are getting scared because they are in so much love with Krishna, the Shyama Sundara, the two-handed form of Krishna with peacock feather and flute. So this is Vrindavan. Atimanusha Bhilavuttaveshi Ativuttamara Vikrama Pratapaihi Atilangika Sarvaboma Samyam Bharaye Vaishnava Vaibhavavataram. Lord may come with most of his opulences and he may show beautiful, most exalted and most amazing pastimes. But for his devotees, he is Atilangika Sarvaboma Samyam Bharaye Vaishnava Vaibhavavataram. He is a sweet child. For devotees of Krishna, he is Shyama Sundara. So, this is the essence of the 21st verse to 27th verse. 21st verse translation, can we read once?
Then yakshas, rakshasas, ghosts and witches who are habituated to eating flesh transform Lord Shiva's incarnation Rudra, Bhutanatha, into a calf and milked out beverages made of blood and put them into pot made of skulls.
Yeah, so from this 21st verse to 27th verse, different people make different entities into calves and they draw different kinds of food which is meant for them. So Mother Earth is ready to provide whatever anybody wants according to their nature. Srila Prabhupada in the Prabhupada says, due to the association of material nature, different people have different gunas, the tamasika, rajasika and sattvika. Accordingly, they will approach. Krishna also says, ye etamam prabadhyante. Same with Krishna's energies also. This Guru Maharaj tells in his lecture, and Maharaj says in one lecture that to the lower part of Himalayas, to the down south of India, people eat idli with coconut chutney. And then Maharaj says, to the upper part of Himalayas, the Chinese people eat chop suey. So some eat chutney and some eat chop suey based on their nature, like then Maharaj says in one lecture. So because whatever way we are, whatever nature we have, whatever sangatya, whatever guna we are in, we aspire for those kinds of food or association or habits. So then the question is, why has some people ask, why has Lord created everything is for us? No, sir, it's not for you. It's where not everything is for you. There are some things meant for you. So where did they say like that? The Taittiriya Upanishad very clearly mentions what is the food for a human being. Akashat vayuhu vayoragnihi agnerapaha apaha prudvi prudvi aushadayaha aushadibhyonnam sayeva purushaha annarasomayaha. The Taittiriya Upanishad says that from prudvi, aushadibhyo, aushada comes from vidhi, means something which is directly gone from the earth is called anna. Aushadibhyonnam sa eva purushaha anna rasomayaha. A human being is one who just accepts whatever is directly gone from the earth. Anna rasa. A human being is filled with the essence of the anna that is grown by aushada that comes from the prudhi. So this is the prescription of Vedic scriptures that what a person should eat. So here, based on different modes, people take it to different kinds of association. People come into different modes. So I would like to end this class by a small story. There were three big trees. There were three trees and they were best of friends. So one tree somehow developed this desire to see the entire world, to go to different places and to see what's happening, what's new in this world. And the second tree developed the desire to procure more and more money, to procure more wealth, to become richer. And the third tree, because of its association, because the tree was very huge and would give nice thick shade. So many of the devotees would come and sit under this tree and they would do Bhagavata pravachans and they would do kirtans. So this tree got the association of the devotees and it developed the desire to serve Lord. So in the time to come, as we know, Lord fulfills all of our desires. the first tree was cut and made into a boat. Through that boat, this tree's desire got fulfilled, that it was going all around to different places and seeing what's new in the world. And the second tree was chopped off and it was made into a vajrala pette, what you call jewel box, where a jamindar's house, and its desire also got fulfilled, because the jamindar's wife would keep all kind of beautiful jewelry and costly diamonds and everything. The second was also fulfilled. And the third tree, which had this intense desire to serve the Lord, the tree was chopped off and made into the beautiful altar of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Vihari. So in that way, it was eternally serving. If you see, we give as much as respect we give to the Lord, the same kind of respect we give to the altar of the Lord also. Because we know that it is Anantashesh himself. So everything is going on well. Do you think in this world anything can go on well? So in the time to come, there was a big flood in the river and this boat got completely broken. And there was a thief in this Jamindar's house. And the thieves, they threw this jewel box down. They broke it into pieces and took away all the jewels from the jewel box. But the tree which was serving the Lord in the form of altar was eternally serving. So we may want to take association, that is the need, but what kind of association we take is very, very important for us in the way we develop our desires according to the association in which we are in. So we have to always seek the association of Lord's devotees, the advanced devotees, the exalted devotees. And we are so fortunate in the moment of Srila Prabhupada. We have such exalted Vaishnavas around us who exactly preach what Shastras are saying and exactly follow what they are preaching, the Acharyas. So let us take the full benefit of the association which is available for all of us. And the 28th verse, it says that Prithu Maharaj accepted with lot of affection Mother Earth as its daughter. Thank you all very much. If something is nice in this lecture, that is all glories of Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. If I have spoken some mistakes and committed not to be spoken things, that is all my mistake. Please forgive me and please take this liberty to correct wherever I was wrong. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Devotee, if you have any comments? Yeah.